It's Chicken Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast gradually becoming sunny today with a high near 50. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you this morning. In a report in the Republican American this weekend, the driver of a car carrying four teens that crashed in March 2020, killing 16-year-old Shay Cohen of Canaan in the rear seat, will be sentenced in June to 1 year in prison. Victoria Merrill, 22, of Lakeville, agreed to the terms of a plea deal Friday for 5 years suspended after 1 year and 3 years of probation to avoid trial. She was arrested 1 year after the March 27th crash and charged with felony manslaughter and drunken driving. Compassion is more difficult than anger, according to Cohen's mother, Denise, she said after the brief trial hearing on Friday in Torrington Superior Court. Shay was a very kind, compassionate individual, and he would have wanted us to be the same. We need closure. The prosecutor, in his first day as state's attorney, said the Cohens did not demand a prison sentence. North Canaan Board is discussing and dissecting their budget proposals. The Board of Finance went over the proposed municipal and education budgets last week, but made no specific recommendations and opted to say to table any action until its April 13th meeting. Drawing a larger audience than usual, the meeting did not allow for any residents' input. The Selectmen's budget totals $3.131 million, a 9.6% increase, or $275,879. Full health insurance is provided for all in that budget. There was no talk of the proposed Region 1 budget, in which North Canaan is seeing a large increase due to the number of students it will be sending to Housatonic Valley Regional High School. That budget is $5.5 million, up $745,476, or 16.5%, combined to the total education plan being up 9%. A hearing on that budget is set for this Thursday. New York has passed one of the nation's most ambitious climate laws. Officials and advocates are at odds over New York's plan to nearly eliminate all carbon emissions, which takes aim at worsening climate crisis that disparately affects lower-income communities. Beginning in April, the State Climate Action Council is set to host public hearings throughout the state for a draft plan that aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. It's based on goals mandated by New York's landmark 2019 Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which is considered the nation's most ambitious law to address climate change. Now, the difficult part, the state must figure out how to actually meet those goals while acknowledging the serious and consistent devastation wrought by climate change. A plan by the 22-person Action Climate Council is set to be finalized by the end of the year. The council also consulted working groups focused on climate justice and worker transitions, as well as advisory panels on industries from agriculture to land use. Well, there was a bear home invasion in Salisbury. Rob Keller never heard the giant black paws of a bear lurking 10 feet from the couch where he was sleeping in the overnight hours of March 16th. He didn't remember leaving an outside door unlocked when he awoke to find it open. A security camera in the home recorded the culprit, a large untagged bear's stealthy midnight search for food. Dubbed Yogi for its intelligence, the bear paused after gently tipping over a tall potted plant and decided against entering the room where Keller was sleeping in front of a television. Instead, it picked up a box of ready-for-mailing and containing triple-wrapped cookie making kits and took it outside to dine. The bear, believed to be a male and hungry after the winter slumbers, returned about an hour later to resume the search. Kent is discussing a $100,000 legal cost to respond to tribes' petitions for federal recognition. The Board of Selectmen has authorized the town's special counsel, Jeffrey Sinkowitz, to submit a response to the Scaticoke Tribal Nation petition for federal recognition, and the selectmen will meet today to discuss how to fund the legal work that's expected to cost at least $100,000 by July when a response to the petition is due. The Scaticoke Indian Tribe has been indicating for at least 3 years it planned to file for federal recognition, and in February, the Department of Interior Office for Federal Acknowledgement stated the SIT submissions were certified and were published in the Federal Register on March 23rd. Another fraction of the American Native Indians, the Scaticoke Tribal Nation, was denied the petition in 2005. Public comment on the bid for federal recognition is being received by the federal government until July 5th. Well, a new developer has swooped in to convert the former Great Barrington nursing home into rental apartments. That building is permit ready. A shuttered nursing home might at last add apartments to a town which is desperate for new rentals and searching for solutions to a housing crunch. Charles Goldman of Property Pros LLC is planning to purchase the former Great Barrington Rehabilitation and Skilled Care Facility on Maple Avenue, Route 23. That property went under contract on Wednesday. The 29,000-square-foot colonial-style structure listed by Stonehouse Properties for $1.2 million already has a permit as well as design plans for renovation for 30 units from another developer's attempt to redevelop the building last fall. Those plans had called for expanding the building to 38,000 square feet, creating a gym, public garden, and dog grooming station. Half the property's 4.1 acres are woodlands. The planning board had unanimously approved that permit last year, and the select board has backed it as well. Well, our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. Dinner specials 7 days a week. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram at interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 34,818.27. The NASDAQ at 14,261.50. And the S&P 500 at 4545.86. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.